We are beginning today's shir in Simin Kuf Yud Dalad. We are up to Sif Gimel, which is on page 282. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Im Omar Mashiv HaRuach, if one said Mashiv HaRuach, and the Rama says Bimos HaChama, in the summer, someone said Mashiv HaRuach, Olo Amoro Bimos HaGeshomim, or in the winter, a person did not say Mashiv HaRuach, Ein Machzirin Oso, we don't send him back, that's okay. Mashiv HaRuach, just those two words, as we'll see in the Mishabura, those words are not Ma'akev, and therefore if you said it in the summer or you didn't say it in the winter, that is fine. V'chein betal, and so too, like the Mechaber Shita Nusach Sfar, that they say tal in the summer, in Hiskiru B'Yemos HaGeshomim, if you said it in the winter, O lo Hiskiru B'Yemos HaChama, or you left it out and did not mention it in the summer, Ein Machzirin Oso, we also will not send you back. Says the Rama, V'onu B'nei Ashkenaz lo Maskirin tal, we, the B'nei Ashkenaz, do not mention tal, lo B'Yemos HaChama, v'lo B'Yemos HaGeshomim. We don't ever mention tal in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, not in the summer, not in the winter. Rak omrim b'yemos hachama rav lohoshia mechal kachayim. All we do is, in the summer, we say rav lohoshia, we go right into mechal kachayim, we don't say anything about tal. And then the Rama says something that we saw in the Mishabura in the last year. Yesh omrim shashiat tzibur posik lahazkir b'tfilas musuf yom tov harishon shel Pesach. Some say that the Chazan stopped saying Mashiv HaRuach Amar Dageshem in the musuf Shmona Esrei of the first day of Pesach. Aval hakol maskirin, but the tzibur does say it at musuf, the einan poskin ad mincha. And the tzibur doesn't take it out until mincha. Sheshomu kfar mishliat tzibur sheposak b'tfilas musuf. Once they heard from the Shalat Tzibur that he left it out of his Chazar Zashat and Musaf, they start leaving it out in Mincha, V'chein Nohagin, and that is our custom. Now let's go back and see the Mishaburas. The Mishabura begins in Sivkotan Yud. We said in the Mechaber, if one says Mashiv HaRuach in the summer, Ratzalomar Mashiv HaRuach Levad V'lo Hizker Geshem. Like we mentioned, we're talking about over here, just those two words of saying Mashiv HaRuach. If you mention Geshem when you shouldn't mention it, or you left it off, that we'll discuss shortly. But in this Sif right now, the Mechaber is just discussing those words Mashiv HaRuach, and that's why the Mechaber said, if you said Mashiv HaRuach in the summer, it would be okay. Ein mal zirin also, sivkotan yud aleph, de ruchos v'chein tal ein ne'atzorin b'lav hochi. Because anyway, the wind and the tal, the dew, does not stop anyway. V'amirasa lo malav lo morin. Your mentioning it does not help, does not take away, it doesn't have any effect on the fact that the wind and the tal is always there. Umikom makom lechatchila nohagin b'chol ha'makomos lomar mashiv haruach b'haskara b'yemos ha'geshomim. However, lechatchila the minhag in all places is to say mashiv haruach in the haskara in the rainy season, in the winter. Shemoel oz lenagev lachus ha'aretz shehi meruba, because it helps to dry out the moisture in the earth, which is great during the rainy season. And therefore, the minhag, like we have it, is to say mashiv haruach umored ha'geshem, to say those two things together. But because it's only Mashiv HaRuach, the Mechaber Paskin, that it's Ein Mach Zirin also, Sivkotan Yud Beis, V'afilu Adayin Lo Siyam HaBracha. Even if one did not yet finish the Bracha, he doesn't go back. Me'achar She'ein Chiyuv Klal Lahazkir Ruach V'tal La'ulam. There is never a Chiyuv to mention Ruach and Tal ever, and therefore if you didn't mention it, even if you realize your mistake in the Bracha, the Mishabura says you do not have to go back. But if you look at note 16, the Mishnah Berurah over here is quoting the Magen Avraham, but if you look later on in Siman Kuf Chav Zayin Siv Beis in the Bir Halacha, he writes over there, Shem Nizkar Kodem Shesayim Baruch Ato Hashem. If you realize your mistake before you say the bracha at the end of Mechaim Esim, L'chora Lamol Shelo Yachzor V'yomer Mashiv HaRuach. Why shouldn't you go back if it's the winter and correct yourself and say Mashiv HaRuach? Kishem Shemisha Shachach Ba'aseres Yimei Tshuva Zachreinu Umi Chamocha. Just like we say later on, that in Aser Shemei Tshuva, one who forgot Zochreinu Omi Chamocha, the Rama tells us later, Sha'av She'enu Ma'akev, even though those insertions are not Ma'akev, the Shemoneh Esrei, Mikomoko Mimniskar Kodem Sh'omar Baruch Ato Hashem, if you realize your mistake before the bracha at the end, Shel Siyam HaBracha Chozev Omro. And therefore, the Bir Halacha ends off with Tzarech Ian on this Magen Avraham. Why the Magen Avraham passes over here, that if you didn't say it, even if you realize your mistake before you got to the end bracha, you don't go back. Why is it any different than Zachreinu Michamocha that the Rama says you do go back if you didn't say the bracha yet? And therefore the Bir Halacha leaves off on the Magen Avraham, Tzarech Ian. Continues the Mishabura.
You said Meir Geshem and you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach, we're assuming, right?
Correct. Correct. We're going to get to Geshem later. We're just discussing Mashiv HaRuach. Right. Why not go back just for Mashiv HaRuach? Correct. Says the Mishabura Vayter in Sivkotan Yud Gimel. We said in the Mechaber, besides the Mashif HaRuach, we said, so too by Tal, if you mentioned it in the winter or you didn't mention it in the summer, ain't Bach Zirin also. So Lo Eskiro says in Mishabura, HaMechaber Ka'azil Minag Svar, like we pointed out before, the Mechaber here is going according to his Minag, the Minag of the Svar, of Nushal Svar, Shinohogim Lechadchila Lo Memorid HaTal, Bivosachama, that their Minag Lechadchila is to say Memorid HaTal in the summer, Afilu Hachi Ein Bach Zirin, but even if one did not do it, he does not have to go back, Mi'acha Shaluchivum Chachomim Bazeh. Since Chazal will not mechayiv that, therefore you don't have to go back. It's just a minhug. And then the Ramah told us that we, the Bnei Ashkenaz, we do not mention Tal, not in the summer, not in the winter. Says the Mishabura in Sefkotan Yudalid, the Rak b'She'ela anu nohagin levakish gamal atal. And we, the Ashkenazim, we only mention Tal by the She'ela later on in Baruch Aleinu. That's where our minhag is to mention Tal. V'hum mipnei she'anu mevakshim she'yeh levracha. Because at that point in Shemoneh Esrei, we are asking from Hashem that the Tal should be for a bracha. Ki yesh Tal she'enu lebracha. Because there is Tal sometimes that's not for a bracha. And in the summer, even by Baruch Aleinu in the She'ela, we don't mention Tal. But the Eved, if one mentioned Tal in the summer, Bein Bahaskara, Bein B'She'ela, in either place in Shemoneh Esrei, either by the Haskara in the beginning by Mashiv HaRuach area, or in the She'ela by Baruch Aleinu, Kigon She'amar V'Sein Tal V'Lo Hizkir Matar. Again, he's factoring out anything about rain, but you ask for Tal when you shouldn't. L'Kuyama Ein Mal Zir. And also, according to everyone, you would not go back if you mentioned Tal in that time, as long as you didn't also mention Geshem. Then the Ramah told us that which we had seen in the Mishabura, and that is that the Shliach Tzibur stopped saying Mashiv HaRuach at Musaf of the first day of Pesach, and the Tzibur hears him leaving it out, and that's their announcement to then leave it out at Mincha. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Tes Vav Ad Mincha, De B'Musaf Adayin in Heker LaTzibur. Because when the Tzibur is davening Musaf, there is no sign that's recognizable for them to leave it out. V'ayin Le'el B'Mishabura Sifkaton Gimel, like we discussed last time, that you have to have the sign or the announcement, and therefore we do say it in Musaf of the first day of Pesach. And we wait till Mincha Sheshamu Sifkaton Tes Zayin V'im Yochir Eichar Tfiloso Ad Shehiskel HaShlat Tzibur L'Hispal Musaf. So we said that we say it as Yechidim in the Tefillah of Musaf. The Chazan leaves off in Chazar's Ashatz of Musaf. But let's say a person is davening by himself and he gets delayed in his Tefillah of Musaf on the first day of Pesach. Uposak melahaskir geshem. He davened so late, it's after the Shilat Tzibur already davened in Musaf and left off in the Chazar's Ashatz, the Mashiv HaRuach Bord HaGeshem. So says the Mishavura, Shuv lo yomar Mashiv HaRuach. Then the individual who's davening after the Chazan left it off, he had his sign already by Musaf, and he would not have to mention Mashiv HaRuach Bord HaGeshem. Then the Mishavura says, in the third to last skinny line on 282, the Yochid Hadar B'Yishuv, an individual who lives where there's no minyan, Yimahir Oz L'Hispalo Musaf Kodem Shemispalo Makhilos. He should make sure on the first day of Pesach to daven earlier before the Tzibur davens. And that way he gets in his Mashiv HaRuach and he knows he gets it in. In note 17 he points out, Ulam L'Nohagin Sh'omrim B'Yemos HaChama Morid HaTal. However, those who have the custom in the summer to say Morid HaTal, U'machrizin Al-Kach Kodem Musaf, and they give a clap and they announce it before Musaf to say Morid HaTal, Yamtina Yochid V'Lo Yispalo Musaf Ad Somuch L'Sov She'shos. Then an individual should wait, he should not daven Musaf until close to the 6th hour. Sh'oz B'Vadai Kfar Yispalo HaTzibur Musaf, because then already the Tzibur for sure daven Musaf, V'Yiskiru Morid HaTal Kedle'el. So here in note 17, he points out a discrepancy between what we're saying over here, that an individual in the Yishuv, we said should daven early Musaf before the Tzibur davens, as opposed to what we saw in Sif Ches, on the top of the page in Sifkaton Ches, we said, Lochem b'nei Yishuvim g'shem espalim below minyan, yamtinu by Shmini Atzeres, they should daven later, here by the first day of Pesach, they should daven earlier. And the reason is because we want to do what the Tzibur is doing. And therefore on Pesach, the Tzibur is saying, Mashiv HaRuach Amar HaGeshem, on the first day of Pesach, till the Chazan leaves it off. So we want you to make sure that you should do what the Tzibur does, and therefore you should daven early before the Shiat Tzibur leaves it off, and therefore ideally you should daven it early. Mashenkein, on Shmini Atzeres, when we're first starting to say it, there the Tzibur says it in Musaf, when the Gabbai gives a clap, and therefore if you're on a Yishuv by yourself, you should wait till a later time that you know that the clap was already given, the announcement was made, and therefore you should say it. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'nirali d'im yesh lo safek pen kvar espalalu. Let's say you're by yourself and you're not sure if the tzibur davened already or not. Mutav shelo lemor. It's better by the musaf of the first day of Pesach to leave it off. The bazeh yotzeh b'dievet l'kuliyamu. Because then you're yotzeh b'dievet according to everyone. The kanal basos if katan gimel. Like we mentioned that really we should leave it off already at Maariv, but people aren't there, so we wait. And then really we should leave it off in Shacharis, but we have a problem with making an announcement, and therefore we wait till musaf or possibly mincha. But therefore, if a person's mesupuk, it's always safer on the first day of Pesach to leave it off, because b'dievet we said, even by Maariv or by Shachos, if you left it off, you are good to go b'dievet. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Dalin, Im Omar Morid HaGeshem B'yemos HaChama. So in the last Sif, we were discussing if a person said the words Mashiv HaRuach when he shouldn't have said it, and now we're discussing the Morid HaGeshem, which is a little bit more problematic. So the Mechaber starts with the summer. If a person said Morid HaGeshem in the summer, Machzirin Oso, he has to go back. V'chozer L'Rosh HaBracha. And he goes back to the beginning of the Bracha. V'insiyim HaBracha. If he already finished the ending of that Bracha, Chozer L'Rosh HaTfilo, then he goes back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Then the Mechaber says in the last line, V'afilu b'mokum shetzrichim geshem b'mos hachama. Even in a place where they need rain in the summer, im hizkir geshem b'mokum tal machzirin oso. If he accidentally said geshem instead of tal, he has to go back. Even though he's in a place where they need rain, he did the wrong thing and he must go back. V'chein im hizkir geshem v'tal nami machzirin oso. And so too, if he mentions geshem and tal together, because he mentioned geshem, he must go back. So the Mishnah Berurah over here says in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, the first wide line, we said if a person accidentally said Morid HaGeshem in the summer, Hainu Afilu B'yom Rishon Shepasak Bo, even if it was the first day that we stopped saying it, Dahainu B'musuf Shayom Tov Rishon Shepasak LaMechaber, according to the Shita of the Mechaber, that we stopped saying it the first day of Pesach at Musaf, because we give an announcement to say Morid HaTal, and a person went ahead after that announcement and said, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, Ula HaRamah Dafka B'mincha, like we've been discussing, according to the Ramah, we only stop saying Mashiv HaRuach at Mincha. Ula Shliach Tzibur L'Kuli Alma Afilu B'Musaf, Be'esha Chozer HaTfilu B'Korom. And when it comes to the Chazan, according to everyone, he changes already at Musaf when he does it out loud, B'Chazar Zashat. So in all these places, even the first Tfilah that you're supposed to say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, that you're not supposed to say it, I'm sorry, and you did say it, so then we said, Machzirin also. Sifkotan Yudches, the Geshamim Koshim La'olam Bimosachama. Because rain is difficult for the world in the summer, and therefore it's inappropriate to be said, and therefore you have to go back. And the Mechaber said, you're Chozer L'Rosh HaBracha. Sifkotan Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'Rosh HaBracha. U'bidyevid Imlo Chozer L'Rosh HaBracha, Elo L'Rav L'Hoshia, V'siyim Berchoso Lo Mahadrinon Leif. Even though you should really go back to the beginning of the bracha, but the evidence, if you didn't go back to the beginning of the bracha, you just went back to Rav Lahoshia, the words right before you leave off Mashiv HaRuach, and then you continue onward, you do not have to go back. That but the evidence is okay, as long as you make the correction by Rav Lahoshia. Now, if you look at note 19, he points out, V'chein l'nohagin lomar b'yemos hachama morid atal, that which we say that but the evidence you're okay only if you went back to Rav Lahoshia, that's where you don't say morid atal. So you have to have it recognizable that you're not saying it. So you have to go back, Rav Loshia, and then Mechal Kachayim to show that you left it out. But if you have the minhag to say Morid HaTal, so then says the note, Im Chozer Rak LeMorid HaTal V'Sayim Rechoso Kosav Atilu David Sheinu Chozer Shereish Heker Shetikin as a Bracha. So one who has the minhag to say Morid HaTal in the summer, so all he has to do is go back to Morid HaTal B'Dieved. Ideally, you should go back to the beginning of the Bracha, but if he goes back to Morid HaTal, it's okay. But one who doesn't say Morid HaTal, the only way to show that you're not saying the Mashiv HaRuach, to undo it, is to go back to the words before, to Rav Loshia, and then continue on Mechal Kachayim. Then the Mechaber told us that if you already finished the bracha, you finished the second bracha of Mechayim Esim, then you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. It's not enough to go back to the beginning of the bracha. You go back all the way to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoton Chof, V'yimsiyim HaBracha, I am the Primei Godim Shekosav Dahainu La'achar Shomar Baruch Ato Hashem. The Prima Gadim says finishing the bracha means you said Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the bracha. At that point already, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Aval Shari Tshuva v'Chai Odom Kosvu. However, the Shari Tshuva and the Chai Odom argue to Pimigadam, and they write, Dafka Imsim Lagamri. It's not enough that you said Baruch Atah Hashem to require you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You have to actually have finished the entire bracha. Aval Nisgar La'achar Hashem. But if you realize your mistake after Baruch Atah Hashem, Yisayim Lamdeni Chukecha. You should end off with a pasuk Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. Those words, Kedei Shlo Tiyel Levatala. So it shouldn't be Hashem Levatala. The Imkenu Ki'ilu Omer Adayim Emtza Bracha. And by saying that, it makes it as if you're still in the middle of the bracha. And the Meila V'Chozer La'atah Gibor. And then you can go back to to Gibor. So according to these Achronim, only if you actually said Baruch Atah Hashem V'Chai Mesim, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If you just said Baruch Atah Hashem, you end up Lamdeinu Chukecha, then it's considered you're in the middle of the bracha, and then you can go back to Atah Gibor. If you look at note 21, it points out the Af Shekan Lo Hechriya, even though over here the Mishabura brings two shitas, either Baruch Atah Hashem is already the end of the bracha, or Baruch Atah Hashem is not the end of the bracha, you just say Lamdeinu Chukecha, and then you can go back to Atah Gibor. So even though over here the Mishabura is not Machriya, which is the correct way, so Af Shekan Lo Hechriya, Lahalan, later on that we'll see tomorrow, Kasa the Mishabura Raicha, B'chom Mokom Shemachzirin also, any kind of insertion that if you don't say it, we make you go back. Im Amar Rak Hashem, if you just say Hashem's name, Yisayim Lamdeinu Chukecha. There the Mishabura says, you do say Lamdeinu Chukecha, V'nechshav Kemo Sha'omei B'emtza Bracha, and we view it as if you're still in the middle of the Bracha. V'im Kein L'chora Hu Adin Kant. Even though the Mishabura is not Machriya over here, between the Achronim, he seems to be Machriya in the Halacha, in the Mishabura that we'll see in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Says the Mishabura Vaiter, so if you already finished a bracha, whichever way you learn, then you're chozer l'rosh hatfilas if katon chaf aleph, v'atam, the reason you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, the gimel brachos rishonos chashuvos kechada, because the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, like we mentioned many times, is considered one bracha. V'ein tzarech lachzor v'lomar pasuk Hashem svasai tiftach. But you do not have to go back to say Hashem svasai tiftach. So if you made a mistake, you finished already either Baruch Atah Hashem or Baruch Atah Hashem v'chai mesim, and you realize you said Mashiv Arachem Arageshem when you shouldn't have said it, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, but you do not need to say Hashem svasai tiftach. In note 22, he points out, Ach im sayim es atfila. However, if you finish the entire Shemoneh Esrei, v'ta b'dover shemachmaso olav lachzor l'spal shenis, and you made a mistake in something that requires you to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei, Re'ei Mashiach Asabnu La'el, that according to Ramosha Feinstein and Chaim Kinievsky, Tzorech Lachzor Lom Hashem Svasai. So if you finish Shemoneh Esrei and you're repeating it because of a mistake, then you have to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach according to Ramosha and Chaim Kinievsky. Me'iduch, on the other end, Shari Tshuva Kosa Shagam Ba'ofen Zeh Ein Tzor Lachzor Lom Hashem Svasai Tiftach. However, the Shari Tshuva over there says it's not true. Even if you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you do not have to go back. But here the Mishabura tells us very clearly that if you realize your mistake in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, even though it requires you to start from the beginning, you do not need to say again, Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Says the Mishabura Vaitim Sif Katon Chav Beis, the Mechaber said, even in a place that needs rain in the summer, if you mention rain in the summer, you have to go back. Says the Mishabura Vafilu Im Hoya Kol Oso HaMedina Mispalalim, even if that whole country is davening for rain, Umis'an and Al Geshomim, and their mamish even fasting for rain, they're davening and fasting for rain, still, if you mention rain at that point in Shemoneh Esrei, you have to go back. V'ayim b'bir halacha. Now, there's a very interesting note over here, especially for those from Argentina. In note 23, if you turn the page, it discusses places that they have the summer when we have the winter, and they have the winter when we have the summer. So if you look at note 23, it says, Ulam, arotzo sheimos achoref shalehen heim bizman hakayet shel Eretz Yisrael. Places that they have the winter when Eretz Yisrael has the summer. And so to the opposite, for example, Argentina, Brazil, and Australia. So what's the din over there? There the rainy season is when Eretz Yisrael has the summer. So what do you do over there? So Kosvu b'shalos and shuvas Toras Chaim, v'agonu Shmuel Salant, she'im ein hageshamim mazikim b'mekomon. If the rain will not be damaging in those places, Yomru Morid HaGeshem, they should follow what they do in Eretz Israel, and they should say Morid HaGeshem, Meishmini Atzeres Ad Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. They should do exactly what we do, they should daven for rain in their summer. Vim HaGeshem Mazikim Lahem, but if the rains will be damaging for them, so then the Toras Chaim says, Shelo Yaskiru, they should leave it off. Meidach Rishmuel Salant says, Shem Kvar Nogu Shelo Lahaskir, if there is a minog not to say it, when the rain could be damaging, then lo yaskiru, then they shouldn't say it. They should say it in these places also when Eretz Yisrael has the winter, even though for them it's the summer. The Minchas Yitzchak writes an interesting thing. He goes really with the shita of the Taras Chaim that said, if it's not damaging, you should say it. And if it is damaging, you shouldn't say it. But the cost of the Minchas Yitzchak writes, Shalachin Yomru Kalashon Amor Atal. The best is for them to always say Amor Atal. Shebezeh Vada Yetzu Yidei Chova. And that way, they're always Yotze Yechiev. As we'll see that if you say Amor Atal instead of Amor Ageshem, so with the Eved Yotze, so therefore that would be the best Eitzah for them according to the Minchas Yitzchak. That's an interesting Shaila for those who live or visit such countries.
Even visiting?
Those who live in such countries. Says the Mishnah Berurah writer in Sifkaton Chav Gimel. So he said, if you mention rain in the place of Tal, you have to go back. Rotzalomar Lefi Minag Svarad, that's going according to the Minag of the Svard. Sha'omer Bimos Acham Amor Atal. They normally say in the summer Amor Atal, Omer Zegeshem Kom Tal. This person said Geshem instead of Tal. So we said Malzirin also, we make him go back. The after the Inyan She'ela, even though we'll see later on when it comes to Baruch Aleinu, when it comes to She'ela, Pasak Lekamon, there the halach is passing later on in Simin Kufi Zayin Sif Beis, the Imshal Ba'ofen Zem Motar, if you're in a country that you're there, it's the summer there, but it's Eretz Yisrael's winter, or vice versa, Imshal Ba'ofen Zem Motar Bebrichas HaShonim B'yemos HaChama, if during the summer you ask for Motar, in the Birchas Hashanim, Ein Masirin also. In that case, you don't have to go back. Shani Haskara, but here by Mashi Baruch HaMaregesh, by the Haskara and the Dignesh Mesa, it's different. The Shevachu, it's a praise. The Ein Derech Lahaskir Shevach B'Dover Shu Kvalo B'Shar Mekomos. It's not appropriate to mention a praise, something that's a curse in other places. Therefore, there's a difference if you ask for it when it's needed in that place, and then B'Dyev will say it's okay. But to mention it in a place that even if they do need it, but if other places it's a klala, so there it's inappropriate to mention it as a praise of Hashem. I'd like to go back and see on page 282, two bir halachas, one very small one a little bit longer. The first one is V'chozer L'Rosh HaBracha. We said just to review what the Mechaber told us, that if a person in the summer accidentally says Mashiv HaRuach Amar Dageshem, so if he realizes a mistake in the middle of the bracha, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha. B'dyevet, if he goes back to Rav Loshia, that was okay. But if he finished the bracha, we don't know what it means finishing the bracha, just saying Baruch Ato Hashem, or actually saying Baruch Ato Hashem B'chai Mesim, but if you finish the bracha, let's just go with Baruch Ato Hashem B'chai Mesim, you finish the entire bracha, then you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So says the Bir Halacha, V'chozer L'Rosh HaBracha, in the case where you realize your mistake in the middle of the bracha, you go back to the beginning of the bracha, V'agro Posak HaRambam D'gam B'zeh Chozer L'Rosh. The Gra passes like the Rambam that even if you realize your mistake in the middle of the bracha, you don't go back to the beginning of the bracha, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. That's point number one in the Bir Halacha. Point number two in the next Bir Halacha is going on the next point in the Mechaber, that if you finish the bracha, then you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Now here he compares us to what we're going to see tomorrow. We're going to see tomorrow if a person in the winter forgot Mashiv HaRuach Amar Hageshem, and he says Baruch Ato Hashem B'chayim Mesim, and he realizes, oh, I forgot Mashiv HaRuach, the Mechaber passes, he should say it right there, Mashiv HaRuach Amar Hageshem, and move on. He does not have to go back. So the bothered, why over here do we say if you finish the bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? And in tomorrow's case, where you said it when you didn't say it when you were supposed to say it, there you just say it right then. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So says the Bir Halacha, V'lo dami lahadis sevav. Over here, it's not similar to what we're going to see tomorrow night in sevav. The davka im hisril habracha shachareha. There we say davka. If you started the next bracha, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The halacha is over here. Kevon shehizkir mashein roy lahaskir. Since you mentioned that which you were not supposed to mention, gara. It's much worse. There you left it out, you can fill it in, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But here, you mentioned something that you shouldn't have mentioned, that's worse, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. V'chein kosa b'levush, and so too writes the levush. V'abach v'el yirabba pasku, the other achron, the bach v'el yirabba paskin, the gam bazer dafkim hiskil bracha shachareya. They argue with the mechaber, and they say also over here, you don't have to go back until you start the next bracha. The ilav hachi, if you do not yet start the next bracha, hu kemo sha'omen adayin ba'osa bracha. It's as if you're still in the middle of that bracha, even though you said bracha d'Hashem b'chayim meisim, it's as if you're in the middle of the bracha. V'chozel rosh ha'bracha, and you only go back to the beginning of the bracha. V'aprim negodim hevias machluktum v'siyim. The prim negodim brings us machlokas, and he ends off saying, v'tzarech iyan, Usafek brachos lahakil. Whenever he says safek brachos lahakil, and therefore he says that if you didn't start the next bracha, you should only go back to the beginning of the bracha that you just finished of atah kibur, because it's safek bracha. You should only go back further. Safek brachos lahakil. Aval haderach achayim v'chay adam v'shulchan shlomo ushari achronim. But all the other achronim pasku kestimas ashulchan aruch. They pass in like the Shulchan Aruch over here says Stam, that if you finish the bracha, even if you didn't start the next bracha, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The kach nearly l'maisa, and says the Chavetz Chaim, that appears to me the halacha l'maisa, what one should do. Why? For a couple of reasons. Number one, mishum de belav hachi das agro ka Rambam, like we just saw in the last bracha halacha. Anyway, the Gra passes like the Rambam, the Afilu Nisgar Be'emtza Bracha Chosel Arosh. Even if you realize your mistake in the middle of a bracha, the Gra passes like the Rambam, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So if at best this is considered the middle of the bracha, which they pass and you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Vigam yesh kama migedolei aposkim, as we'll see tomorrow night, there are many gedolei aposkim, shechokim al ra'avya, the pasuk ha-shulchan aruch b'sivav kavasei. Now the Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned before, that we're going to see tomorrow night, that if you forgot Mashiach Baruch, you just say it after Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayev Meisim, you say it right there. That is the Shita of the Rav Yah. And there are many posts, as we'll see tomorrow, that argue with this Rav Yah. That they argue with the Rav Yah that says, the Omro below Chasima Kodon Shemaskel Baruch HaShachareah. That the Rav Yah passes, like the Mechaber brings down, that you just say it right there before you start Atah Kadosh. Usvirlu, the other posts who argue hold, Dimikevon Shesiyim Osa Bracha. Since you finished that Bracha, they say, Havi Kemosh Hiskel Bracha Acheres. It's as if you started the next Bracha. And therefore they argue with the Mechaber there anyway. Velochein Alko Ponim Binyanenu. Therefore, at the very least, in our case, the Efshar the Rav Yah Gamkein Sofer Geshar Poskim. It could be that Rav Yah who said his psak over there that you just say Mashiv Aruch after Bracha L'Shem Mechayev Meisim. It could be over here like the Bir Alocha started with his Gara Tvei, where you said something you shouldn't have said. It could be even the Rav Yah who gave the psak over there would argue over here and say that it wouldn't be considered all the Bracha after you finish Mechayev Meisim. And therefore it says the Bir Alocha Ein Lozus Mistimas HaShulchan Aruch. We shouldn't leave from the stamp psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Achar Shesiyim HaBracha, that after you finish Bracha Mechayev Meisim, Afilu Hischa Dayan Bracha Shacharia. Even if you do not yet start the next bracha, Choser LaRosh Atfila, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. V'Achakach Matzosiv as Hashem Yisbarach B'Sefer Maimon Mordechai. Afterwards, says the Chavetz Chaim, I found in the Sefer Maimon Mordechai Sheposak HaShulchan Aruch Mikol Eila Ta'amin. He also passes like the Shulchan Aruch for all these reasons mentioned. Again, that the Rav Yah is not so pashut over there. Could be the Rav Yah would agree over here. There are others that argue with the Rav Yah over there. Anyway, you have the Gra that passes like the Rambam over here, that you go back even in the middle of the bracha, and therefore the Maimon Mordechai comes out like the Bir Alocha, that if one finished the bracha, however we define finishing the bracha, like we discussed in the Mishnah Berurah, but you would go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, even though you did not yet start the next bracha. We'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow night at the regular time.